Amen. Good to see that you didn't decide that on Christmas morning. My nephew said on last night, Pastor Brad Holden, he said, we just need to post on Facebook for those of you who decide that you don't want to go to church tomorrow because it's Christmas, you ain't saved. he was just teasing. But that is why we come to church on Christmas morning. Amen. Because it is Christmas. Amen. Amen. Would you please go with me, grab your Bible, and go with me to the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1. It's good to see my nephew, my nephews, and my sister-in-law in the house. Amen. We love you guys. Amen. Just to all of you, my father's children, to the music ministry, the ministers, deacons, deaconesses, my wife, family, friends, grace for my father and peace, and let his peace be multiplied unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. When you have the gospel according to St. Matthew, would you stand and we'll look at chapter 1 and we'll start reading at verse number 18. This is our Christmas message on this morning to go by. Amen.
By transforming physical things into something that you need. Oh, yeah, something that'll fulfill your need. But he said you can't live by bread alone, but by every what? Word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. And look at here. We got to understand God wants to feed us from his mouth to our mouth. What are you saying? I'm saying just like you do your children. You'll take your child when they're old enough and they can't eat certain things if it's something that need to be chewed up. Come on and say amen. You take it out of your mouth. And there ain't nothing wrong with that because that's your child. Oh, come on and say amen here. And so what God has said, ain't nothing wrong with you eating from my mouth. Because you're my child. Come on and say amen. And so I'd rather eat from the mouth of God than at the table of a sinner. Lord, help me today. I wish I had a church. The word eagle itself means to be fed from mouth to mouth. What does eagles do? They don't go find something dead to bring back to their children, their eaglets. No, they go and find something living, and the birds are sitting there with their mouth open, and they drop it in. Come on and say amen. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that some of us need to be just like the old saints used to sing that song, feed me, Jesus, till I want no more. You need to open up your mouth and say, my mouth is going to stay open until God fill it. Come on and say amen. I'm going to open up my mouth, and Lord, you fill it up with your word. Whatever comes out of your mouth. So man shall not live by bread alone, but every living word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Gotta have a word in my mouth. That's how I live. Oh, the Bible said life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so whatever, come on and say amen. And he said, if you increase it, you'll live or die by it. So whatever I say, whatever comes out of my mouth, what I got to speak the word. Why do I speak the word? Because the word of God is living, sharper than any two-edged sword. Come on and say amen. The word of God will clear my pathway. The word of God will make a way for me when I can't see my way. The word. The Spirit of God will lead you to the Word. The flesh will lead you to lay in the bed. But the Spirit will lead you to the Word. Oh, yeah, the flesh will lead you to do some other things when church is going on. But the Spirit will lead you to listen to the Word. Come on and say amen. The flesh will cause you to deflect the Word because you don't want to hear it. Oh, yeah, but the Spirit will say, soak it up. It's good for you. It's like castor oil, cod liver oil. It's something good for you. It may not taste good right now, but when it gets in your belly, it's good for the moving of some things out of your life. Come on and say amen here. Hallelujah. Now, let's go on before I be too long. He said in verse 5, he said, then the devil taking him up to a holy city, the holy city, setting him on the pinnacle of the temple and saying unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you concerning thee, and their hands shall bear thee up, lest thou dash at any time thy foot against the stone. Amen. Now, the first thing was for self-satisfy. The next one is to self-ratify. Come on and say amen. It is the sin of the pride pride of life, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Come on and say amen. What he was telling him, he says, so if you're so-called this Christian, you so-called saved, you so-called who God said you are, now the devil is targeting the church. He said he take him to the what? Temple. Now you can tell me the devil ain't at the church. Oh, he comes to church sometime, and he'll come with you to try to get you off track. Look at this. The Bible said that while he was there, he took him to a high place. And he said, now cast yourself down, trying to get Jesus to bring attention to himself. And then they would have said, ooh, look at what Jesus did. That's why I don't put my name in lights. This ministry is Living Word Ministry, not Al Holden. Come on and say amen, because it's not about me. It's about the God in me. Help me, Holy Ghost, to preach it anyway. This temptation was to self-ratify, to get your self-approval or get a few pats on the back. It was to disturb the temple worship and to bring attention to himself when God was saying, not yet. You can't do it now. Come on and say amen. Because he brought him to a high place. And he said, now drop down and bring attention to yourself. When you make it all about you, oh, yeah, you failed the test. Oh, come on and say amen. Because what the devil knew was that everybody was going to want to make him the king because he was already King of Kings. And he knew that if I can get him to do this without going to the cross, oh, come on, mankind wouldn't be saved. If I can get people to follow him without him going through the testing, without him going through the suffering, come on and say, man, then mankind won't be saved. Oh, yeah, but the devil knew that he was going to be followed. The devil knew that he was going to be high and lifted up on the cross. Come on and say, man. Oh, yeah, but look at this. The Bible says that the devil took him to that high place and then quoted scripture to him. How many know that the devil will try and quote scriptures to you? Oh, yeah, he'll try to misquote to get you off track. He'll try to, if you don't know your words, you better get to know it. Oh, yeah, because he'll twist it. He'll try to make it something that is not. He'll try to make it fit. Come on and say amen. But this was a test of rationalism. Amen. It was a test that went down to the soul of Jesus. Amen. Remember, I talked about the voices that a man could hear, the voice of God, the voice of the devil, the voice of your flesh, the voice of your soul, and the voice of your spirit. Come on and say amen. We find out that it was the voice of his soul, the voice of reason, by thinking about, well, if I jump, I know God will do it because my father won't let nothing happen to me right now. Oh, come on and say amen. Begin to reason within yourself. And we got to shut up the voice of reason, because the voice of reason gets us in trouble. There's a writer named Ravi Zacharias. He's an apologetic preacher, and he does a really good job in apologetics. But he said he had a book that came out that called it The End of Reason. And what he's talking about is that when people begin reasoning, they become atheistic. Amen. In other words, they start trusting in themselves rather than trusting in God. Oh, yeah. Come on and say amen. But what we got to understand, God is not to be tested. Come on and say amen. God is not to be tempted. God is not to be tried, but God is to be trusted. Lord, help me today. Lights. God is not to be tempted. God is not to be tested. Oh, come on. God is not to be tried, but God is to be trusted all the time. What I want you to see here is that the devil wanted him to tempt, test, and try God, when in fact God is to be trusted. And by him doing that, he was going to try God to see if God will do what he said do. We need to not try him to see if he'll do what he said do. We don't need to test him to see if he'll be faithful to his word. We need to know it regardless. We need to be like the three Hebrew boys who said whether he does it or not, he's still able to do it. Oh yeah, we need to know. We need to let them know. Let the devil know that if God doesn't heal me on this side, I know there's a tree with the leaves for the healing of the land. Oh, come on, praise his name in here. I need to let the devil know that if God doesn't do it today, don't mean that he won't do it. Oh, yeah, because he took all those years to send Jesus. Then 33 more years to let him die and raise him up again. Oh, come on and say amen. And some things will take a little bit of time, but it doesn't mean that God won't do it. Oh, yeah, but I got faith. I'm trusting him. I don't think that he might. I don't think that I hope he can. I'm not going to jump in doubt. I'm not going to get out here and say, God, are you going to do it when I get out there? No, I believe that God will do what he said he'd do, but it's not for me to test him or to tempt him or to try him, to put myself in a predicament or situation to where I got to say, God, now it's on you. And he led me not to go that way in the first place. Trying to ratify myself. Oh, come on and say amen. Let's see here. He says, verse 7, he says, then Jesus said unto him, it is written again. I'm asking you again with the word. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You can't tempt God. Can't test him. God is the one that does the testing. Amen. So how are we going to test him and tempt him? Say, God, if I do it, you got my back? You need to realize that it's in him you live, move, and have your being. He got your front, your back, your... Oh, come on. We used to sing a song, he's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. He's on my right, he's on my left, my front and back, under me, over me, and he's living down inside. He's all over me. Oh, yeah, we need to realize that. Don't test and tempt him and say, God, if I trip over this, you're going to catch me. He said in his word, the steps of a good man are ordered by God, and he delighted in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, because he upholded him with his right hand. Come on and say amen here. Give God praise for his right hand. Then it's Jesus in verse 8, he says, again, the devil take him to an exceeding high mountain, and he show him all of the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. He said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Look at that. This last one, he tried to get him to self-satisfy and to self-ratify, but then he tried to get him to self-glorify. Oh, my God, today. Oh, yeah, this was the lust of the eyes. He took him and he showed him everything. Now, what you got to see here is what I'm saying is that God, everything that Adam and Eve lost from the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, God was using Jesus to get back. Everything that was lost in the garden, he used him to get it back. Everything that they lost in the wilderness, come on and say amen. He used Jesus to get it back. Come on and say amen here. If you can see what God is doing, he took him through a preparation and then a temptation. Amen. The devil challenged Jesus' divinity by deception and false doctrine. We got to realize that the enemy is going to challenge who you are by deception, trying to deceive you, and false doctrine. He'll lie to you in a minute. Come on and say amen. But he'll use the word to trick you to get you off track. Oh, hallelujah. After he realized that he couldn't take the word and trick him, he tried to take some stuff that he could see and trick him. Amen. That's why the Bible tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. I'm not walking by what I see. What I see looks dim and grim. Or when I look at the world, I see people killing kids and slaughtering them with guns. And I see people killing one another. I see people hating one another because of color, because of religion, whatever the case. I see all this stuff, but I'm not moved by what I see because I walk by faith and not by sight. You can't be moved by what you see. They said the economy, how bad it was doing. They showed you on TV how bad it is, what we're doing, how many trillions of dollars we're in the hole. We got a bad deficit. Our Congress and they're at odds with each other. The Senate is crazy. The president, he's trying to make it work, but it ain't working. And he's still showing us all these things. But my hope is not in the Congress. My hope is not, even though I like Obama, it's not in President Barack Obama. Come on and say amen. My hope is not in the Senate, it's not in the parish government or the city, but my hope is in nothing less than Jesus Christ. Come on and say amen. Then he says, I show him the kingdom of the world. And he said, if you worship me, I'll give it all to you because it's been given to me. How did he get it? He got it by deceiving Adam and Eve. The world was given to Adam and Eve. Come on and say amen. You see, what we don't realize is that Adam was the first god of this world. Yeah, the reason why is because he was in the image of God and everything came to him. He named everything. Come on and say amen. He was the first God of this world. And so Satan stole it and Jesus called him the what? God of this. Lord, help us today. He stole it from Adam and he became the God of this world. And Jesus said, the God of this world cometh and he has nothing in me. Lord, help us today to hear the word of God. And so all of a sudden, he takes him up to a high place, a mountain, and he showed him the kingdoms of the world in an instant, showed him the glory of the kingdoms, and he said, if you worship me, you can have all this. He was showing him that and letting him know that if you worship me, he said, now you don't have to go through all the trouble of going to the cross. You don't have to go through all the trouble of trying to preach a gospel to people, but you'll become king instantly when you worship me. I'll put you on top of the world. That's what people in this world want to do. They want to be on top. Amen. Yeah, they want to be like the Jeffersons. They want to be on top of everything. They want to, I'm moving up to the big lead. Took my turn at bat. Come on. Yeah, we're trying to get up there. We're trying to be on top of the world. That's why every rapper want to be on top of the world. Every songwriter, every producer, I want to have a record label. I've seen so many record labels by black folk that ain't going nowhere. They want to make a record label so they can be on top of the world. I'm about to drop my video on YouTube. Who does that? Come on and say amen. Oh yeah, they want to be on top of the world. They want people to see the glory of themselves and think that they are the king of something and they are this or that. Amen. But I guarantee today, if the real King of Kings showed up, they'll do the same thing all of us will do. They couldn't help but bow down and say, you're the King of Kings. Oh yeah, they'll bow the knee and say, you are Lord of Lords. Oh, yeah, but then he takes him up there and he shows him all of this and say, I can give you anything you want if you worship me. And guess what? That's happening today. People don't see it. They don't realize it. But all of these people who you think got all the money in the world, they're doing all these fancy things and they're so famous. Don't you know that they made a deal with the devil someday? Oh, yeah, they sold their soul and said, you know what? I don't really want to live for God. I don't care what God had for me, but I'll do this because I want to do this for me. In my family. It's all about them and they'll sell their soul. They'll do ritualistic stuff on stage. Come on and say amen. And then say that it's all right to do it to get a generation of people to follow them to hell. But I declare today I'm not following any of them to hell. Oh yeah, because I'm going to be led of the Spirit. If you're led of the Spirit, you know you need to turn away from that stuff. Oh yeah, if you're led of the Spirit, all those that think they're on top of the world, oh yeah, you need to turn away. They even think they're above the law, but they're living by a law. Come on and say amen. And that law is you reap what you sow. Oh yeah, you rob people and you take away from people. You sow discord in their life. Do you can't help but get back the things that you put out there. Oh, come on and say amen. Verse 10 says, I'm almost done. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, behind me, Satan. For it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Even though he didn't try to use a word this time to trick Jesus, Jesus used a word to get rid of him. Oh, come on and say amen. We look at this and we see where he tried to get him to worship him. In other words, he tried to get him to give him some glory. He tried to get him to bow down to him and say, you're worthy. Come on and say amen. But we can't do that. We have to make sure that the only being that we worship is God. We don't need to worship our children. Don't worship your cars. Don't worship your house, your job, your money. Don't worship those things. You need to worship God. If money says in God we trust, how come we can't trust God for the money? Praise his name. I preached that time, huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you got to see here that if money can say, I trust God, that I'm going to make it through the currency, I'm going to go through some stuff. You know, money go through some things. Money go through the club, go through the church. Come on and say amen. Out of the club, through the bank, through the teller. Money go through some things, and it makes it all the way through to my pocket. And if money can make it through everything, then if they trust, if money's trusting God, then if I trust him, it ain't nothing. I can go through the wilderness. I can go through the Red Sea. I can come on and say amen. I can go through my enemy's camp and come out all right because I'm trusting God. Oh, praise his name in here. Somebody should have tweeted that. If money trusts God, how come we can't trust him too? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, but then he said that I shouldn't worship any god, but he said it is written. He says, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, only him shalt thou serve. We shouldn't be servants of anybody. We shouldn't be servants of anything. We should be servants of the one true and wise God. We need to know that we have triumph in being spirit-led. Now, it didn't look right for him to be led into the wilderness. It didn't look right for him to have to be tempted by the devil at his most weakest moment. You know, the devil will come to you in your weakest moment when you seem like you're tired and hungry. Not only was he tired and hungry, he was sleepy. He was ready to get back to what he had to go do. But before he can get there, after 40 days, here comes the devil messing with him. After 40 days of fasting and praying, here comes the devil. Now, many of us would have thought that after I've been fasting 40 days, after I've been powered up in the spirit, the devil better not mess with me because he see how strong I am. Oh, yeah, the reason why he messed with you is because he wants you to come out of your strength and become weak dealing with him. Oh yeah, some of us, we wrestle too much with the enemy. We exert too much energy on what the devil does. Many of us, we talk about how bad the devil is, how the devil done this, oh, the devil done that, and the devil tried this. I had a fight with the devil last night, but I won. I'm not fighting with the devil. I'm not going to wrestle with him. I'm not going to tire myself out. I'm going to give the devil a word. And if the word can't do it, it can't be done. Because the word of God is so powerful. The Bible says quick and powerful. It's so alive that when he said, let there be light, it's been light ever since he said it. When he said, let the stars hang over here, it's been stars ever since he said it. When he said, let the earth bring forth, the grass been growing ever since he said it. And if God can speak a word to the world, if God can speak a word into nothing and cause everything to be, I know God can speak a word in my life and cause peace to be still. I know God can speak a word in my life and cause the enemy to leave me alone. I know God can speak a word in my life. Oh, let me give you my last point. Oh, he went through a preparation. Oh, yeah, and then he went through a temptation. Then by him going through the preparation and making it through the temptation, then God said, here's your accommodation. If you look in verse 11, he says, then the devil leave him alone, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. What I'm trying to tell you today is that there's triumph in being spirit-led. He was there not on his own accord. He was there because the Spirit of God led him there. He was there, and God said, because you made it through your test. Oh, that's why James tells us that the trying of our faith, it worketh patience. Patience, experience, and experience, hope. And we have a hope that maketh us not ashamed. In other words, when I believe in him, he won't let me walk away with my head hanging down. If I trust him, he won't let me be ashamed of what I trusted him for. Oh, praise his name. Oh, glory to his name. Oh, yeah, he has some accommodations. Oh, yeah, the Bible tells us in James, the 4th chapter, he said, resist the devil. Let me rewind and go a little further back. He says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. What is he telling us to do? He's telling us to stand firm. Don't let the devil pull you off. Don't let him get your attention. Don't let him try to change your mind. Don't let him try to pull you away from off the path that God has put you on. He said, resist the devil. I got to put up some resistance. And how do I resist? Man shall not live by bread alone. I'm resisting. Thou shalt not serve any other god. I'm resisting. Oh, come on and praise his name. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I'm resisting. I got a word down on the inside that helps me to resist the devil. You see, you're fighting in the flesh. You're trying to figure out what can I do next to try to get out of this mess. And you don't have to do anything but get the word on the inside. And when you got the word will fight for you. He sent his word to prosper you. The thing that he sent it to, oh, praise his name. You see, you get results when you got the word of God. And the Bible says that when he was through and the devil left him alone, that the angels came in the wilderness. See, what I'm trying to let you know is that even though you're in the wilderness, even though the tempter has come and he's tried you on every hand, if you triumph in your temptation, if you're being spirit led, you'll realize that I'm still in the wilderness when I get my needs met. I'm still in the wilderness whenever God blesses me. Oh, come on, praise his name. He'll take the wilderness, turn it into a watering hole. He'll take the wilderness and turn it into the Garden of Eden. Oh, praise his name. The Bible says that he was accommodated, that God didn't send anybody, but he sent his messengers. He sent the angels. Wasn't nobody good enough to bring him what he needed. So God sent angels to see about his son. What I'm trying to tell you is that God will send somebody if you just hold your peace. Stop trying to get out of it and go on through it. That's why David said, yea, though I walk through. Come on, can you go through it? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear no evil, for thou art with me. Anybody going through? I've been through some stuff. I've been through the storm, and I've been through the rain. I've been through heartache, and I've been through pain. But I've been through it. I'm not still in it. Say it. When you go through it, you got to endure hardness as a good soldier. And if I can endure this, if I can go through my time, if I can go through my struggle, then I know that God, he'll glorify me. The Bible says that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that'll be revealed in us. What I'm trying to tell you is, as long as you stand there and say, I'm going to be here, it's for God I live and for God I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then God will bring it out you. He'll glorify you. He'll make you what you ought to be. Oh, praise him. Lift him up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for accommodating me. See, God accommodates you. The Bible tells us that he prepares a table. Y'all don't hear me here. I say he prepared a table. And what I'm saying here is not that he takes you out of the wilderness and bring you to a place, but he said, David was talking about, I walk through the valley. I'm in a bad place, but God is there, and he prepared a table. When it looks bad, God will say, don't worry about it. I got something for you to eat. Oh, praise his name. He'll give you a word. He said, feast with me and eat this word. Is he all right here? I said, praise his name. He'll take a table, put it in the wilderness. If you don't believe me, go back to Exodus. The Bible says that they went to sleep one night in the wilderness. They woke up and they had bread. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Can I get a witness? Say yeah. They woke up that day and they got bread. Then they say, Lord, the bread is good, but I need something else. They woke up another morning and they had flesh. You tell me God won't prepare a table in the midst of the wilderness while you're going through when it seemed like it's over. Everybody say, that's it. The fat lady's singing. Drop the curtain. It's over for her. God said, no, it's not, because here I got you. I got you something to eat. I'm sending angels to build you up. Say it. Say yes. He said, I'm edifying you. I'm building you up to let the world know you've been chosen. You've been called out. Say, yeah, I've been chosen. I may have been through some stuff, but I'm still chosen. I may have gone through a storm, but I'm still chosen. I may be in the wilderness. Can I get somebody? I know he's all right. Can I get somebody to say, I've been through the wilderness, but I'm still chosen? Say yeah, say yeah. Say, that's me, preacher. I've been through the wilderness. Matter of fact, I'm here now. Say, that's me, preacher. But I thank God for his accommodations. Say yeah, Yeah! I know he's all right. Ain't he all right? Won't he take you through? Won't it be a battle axe in a time of battle? Won't it be shelter in a time of storm? Won't it be a bridge over troubled water? Won't it be your honey in the rock? Won't it be, say, won't it, won't it? Won't it, won't it? Make a way for you. Say yeah, say yeah. Ah, 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 ah.